Topic 2. Lantern Festival.
Read, listen, learn.
Wow, there are so many lanterns to appreciate. Now I can see why it's called the Lantern Festival. It deserves its name.
Yeah, people always enjoy the lighted lanterns and the gala performances.
What are they doing over there? People keep on gathering there.
Did you notice the characters on the lanterns?
Sure, but you know that I can't read any Chinese characters. What do they say?
They are puzzles. It's a tradition to solve the puzzles on the lanterns during the Lantern Festival.
Very interesting, but I'm afraid we'd better do something else. Hey, look! There is a huge lantern there. Let's get close to it.
It's really eye-catching. It's the biggest dragon lantern I've ever seen in all my life.
Really? Then I'm really lucky. Oh, it's spewing fireworks from its huge mouth.
Very impressive. It's made of glass, which makes it even brighter.
There are many Chinese characters on its body, too. What are they about? Puzzles?
Let me have a look. Oh, no, they are Chinese poems, which describe this happy scene.
The design is wonderful. I wonder how the designer comes up with all these great ideas.
Want to take a picture with the dragon lantern?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'll show them to my parents later.
Hey, let's go buy some small lanterns as souvenirs for them.
Oh, good idea. They'll love it.
Recitation.
Today is the Lantern Festival. The thing that I like most about the Lantern Festival is the beautiful lanterns. Also, it's an old Chinese tradition to solve the puzzles on the lanterns, which is really interesting. Today, I saw the biggest dragon lantern I'd ever seen in all my life. Moreover, it was really eye-catching when it spewed fireworks from its huge mouth.